The brightest audience in the country. Welcome to Bob Benyart Live. I'm the pastor of Denver Bible Church, and we're making good on our promises that we've talked about earlier in the year, the videos that we're going to release. And one of them was Trading Genesis on Theistic Evolution, filmed at Pepperdine University in Malibu. Another, we released the two-minute video, The Worst Abortion Video Yet, which has done very well on YouTube. You go to our website, kgov.com, click on videos. The third and the fourth is The Evidence Against the Big Bang. That's in post-production. The third, Jurassic. Dinosaurs are young, all of them. That is now available. We'll be linking to it from our website. This was produced, Trey Smith and Bob Benyart. Trey Smith does the famous God in a Nutshell videos. And so on YouTube, there is a video that's introducing our Jurassic video. And so I'd like to start with the first 30 seconds of this. This is basically a preview video. And so let's hear that and then want to talk about this.
I'm Trey Smith. And in this video, we're going to be going over the science of evil Lucian, and we're going to refresh Mr. Richard Dawkins' memory on some events in just a minute, as well as the background and story researched about the smashing of the dinosaur human footprints in Glen Rose, Texas.
Well, first of all, let's go to Trey.
With you.
Trey, what an honor to have you on Bob Benyart Live. Thank you, Trey.
Bob, it's an honor on this end as well.
Wow. You and I, our friendship goes back a few years, and you love the Lord. You're making these videos, Trey, online that millions of people have been watching, these Bible-based videos on your YouTube channel. It's a phenomenon that the Lord has brought about through your work. Thank you for what you do.
Well, I think we would say on this end that the best, a lot of times the best moments in those videos come after praying about the video. And I believe on this end that the Lord sort of, you know, that's the moment where you'll discover, wow, didn't I see that before? Or, wow, that came out perfect, or the words just come out right.
Yeah. In other words, we could see the blessing of the Lord, the Lord's hands, on these our meager efforts to share with the world what God has done. And in this case, it has to do with dinosaurs. So, Trey, I'm not sure exactly what you'd be comfortable sharing or not with the audience. The preview video that you have now just released that already has tens of thousands of views, It's called Evolution, and it is so good. Trey, Cheryl and I were cracking up laughing at all the right moments. I almost fell off my chair laughing because the brilliance and how fun you get into an issue that's a couple decades old. It has to do with Richard Dawkins in a BBC documentary, an evolutionist here in the U.S., and you call this guy and you bring up a controversy that goes back really 25 years and you talk to him about it. And I don't know, we don't want to give a spoiler alert. I don't think we want to give the details, but it was fun. It's significant and as funny as could be.
I'll tell you on this end of the phone, I felt bad for Glenn, and in dialoguing with him, it almost felt like he really wanted to just lay this on somebody, what had went down. It felt like that there was, and again, this is my view and my opinion.
Well, Glenn Kuban, the audience won't know, a lot of people won't know, that 25 years ago, there were hundreds of Christians over a period of years who were excavating dinosaur footprints. In fact, the longest dinosaur track in North America, right there in Glen, in the Paluxy River Basin. And with these dinosaur tracks were extraordinary human footprints. In one case, the human footprint almost perfectly overlaying the dinosaur footprint. And so that's where Glenn and Richard Dawkins come into the story.
Well, Glenn was the guy. So this was the guy, by his own words, he was the spearhead for the arguments against those footprints.
Yeah.
And I'd like to know, and so Richard Dawkins comes down with his the BBC team. I think that's a British Brainwashing Corporation.
Yeah.
They come in to debunk the footprints. And in that documentary, they don't actually show the footprints. Richard does his common, you know, song and dance where he, you know, he's dancing around the evidence. Look here, anywhere but there.
Now, Trey, what you just said is the audience has to realize that Richard Dawkins came here to Texas from England, from Oxford, to do a documentary to debunk the claim that these were human footprints with dinosaur footprints. And you show snippets of that documentary, and he's showing the TV audience, he's showing them rocks, and he's saying, now in these rocks, you could see anything you want to see. If you're a true believer, you'll see anything you want to see. Why didn't he show the audience the rocks with the footprints? I mean, wouldn't that be where you'd start?
He's got to do this. You can use science, and I would make this case. Science is supposed to predict things. Well, I would argue that you can take Richard Dawkins and you can do a scientific experiment using him. He's always wrong in everything. For example, how would I have known on this end of the phone? There was a full Richard Dawkins documentary. From my view, he's like the Lord serving up information on a silver platter. When I'm stumped on something, I'll turn on Richard Dawkins. And then immediately a light will come on and I will know. He is like the bright shining beacon for bad science. He will take you right there by the hand.
Yeah.
He did a whole thing where he's out there telling students that how stupid, of course, you would be to believe in the Bible. That's the undertone of everything. Mm-hmm. But that the marsupials, in this case penguins, should not be where they're at. How would I have known that there was a problem in the academic science community, the evolutionary guys, with penguins? How was I to know that there were 5-foot penguins turning up in deserts? Richard is out there. He did one documentary. He's cutting open a giraffe's neck because he claims that, you know, what idiot would make a giraffe's neck like this?
Well,
you know, God can't be smart because he made the giraffe's
neck
like this.
Hey, Trey, I think they call it the laryngeal nerve, the nerve that goes from the brain to your larynx. And they make the same complaint. They make fun of God and creationists looking in human beings also, and some other mammals, where this nerve goes all over the place. And they say this is evidence of evolution because only an unguided process would design such an absurd route of, if you're going to go from the brain to the larynx, you're going to go straight there. You're not going to go all over the place and in this weird route. Well, it turns out that in humans, and I think this is true in other species, that there is a nerve that goes from your brain to your larynx. But then there's this other nerve that stops at your larynx and it goes everywhere else. And it has branches. On the right side, it has like 17 branches. On the left side, it has 10 branches. It's doing a lot of very important work. And so it's their ignorance where they claimed that this nerve is proof of a bad designer or no designer. And their arguments for evolution keep shrinking because the more science reveals what actually is happening in nature, the more the brilliance of the designer's hand is evident.
Well, Richard is out there, and my first question to Richard would be, how many giraffe's necks have you made? But the bottom line is, that neck not only works so well, just like the things that you mentioned, but how was I to know how much that a giraffe's, you could take just a giraffe's neck and disprove their entire theory with that giraffe? I had no idea it was that scope of a problem. So what I'm illustrating here, that from a scientific perspective, you can use Richard Dawkins to find out where their enormous problems are.
Yeah.
Now, Richard did a whole series of shows where he's out there and he's telling bodies of students how stupid they would be. He found like 9 jillion ways to rephrase "you would be stupid if you believed dinosaurs were young." He did this following the release of Dinosaur Soft Tissue coming out. So Richard is kind of like the guy that washes up on the shore whenever there's an enormous scientific problem and you've got to cover it up. I've had people say, "Why don't you go debate Richard Dawkins?" I don't want to debate the man. I want to take him down to Wall Street and find out what stocks that he thinks are the bad ones. If Richard tells you that stock will never do well, you want to put all your eggs in that basket.
Right. Hey, Trey, if he's going to do a documentary to debunk the human dinosaur footprints, and if he's not going to show the footprints, well, he could have not shown them from England. He didn't have to come to Texas to not show the footprints.
This was important to him. This is he is so vested in that, and so is that BBC. That's why they get the nickname the British Brainwashing Corporation. Even guys out there in England, you got to pay a tax now. If you're in England, this is like state-run television, and they're pumping. These English guys are getting Darwin pumped so far down their throat, they've got Darwinism coming out their ears. That's why the whole culture is becoming so colorless out there.
So in your preview video, which we're going to embed with today's show summary on our website, kgov.com, in your preview video, you call Glenn Kuban, and Glenn worked on this documentary with Richard Dawkins. And And that, if you go to Glen Rose today, you can't see the footprints. Now, thousands of people had gone there and saw the footprints. In fact, the Dallas police, didn't they send their forensics guys to the site?
Oh, a lot of yes, they sent their yes, they did. And the summary of that is that this was their crime lab guys specifically. And these guys forensically determined that those were human footprints, and the smashing of the footprints came after that point. So the evidence was mounting, where guys like Richard knew that this was, I mean, Glenn had to know this was an enormous problem, and Richard knew that this was such a problem that this brought him in from England.
Yeah, so, and so then now today the footprints, well, they've been destroyed. They've been destroyed, and there was a rumor that Glenn had something to do with that. And so you call Glenn Kuban up and have the greatest conversation with him. And it's in the video. Maybe that's all. We don't want to give a spoiler on this one. Maybe that's all we should say.
Well, it's worth watching. He probably said far too much. But again,
Trey,
said too much.
Trey, Cheryl and I were laughing. I almost fell on the floor laughing. It's just such a fun video. So thank you for producing that. And this really, it's a preview for Jurassic.
It is. And in Jurassic, as you well know, Bob, one of the things that was the focus there was how often this smashing of the footprints kind of thing occurs. These people, many of them legitimately trying to pursue this evolution thing. And the problem that they'll run into is that the science does not support it. The science supports those ancient biblical texts that get, you know, beaten up in all of the universities. Those texts are realer than a heart attack, phrase by phrase, sentence by sentence, letter by letter. You're reading the instruction manual made by the creator. So that shouldn't come as terribly surprising that he knows what he's talking about. And when they do the science on this, you find redundancies of this, you know, oh, all hell broke loose. That's their statement.
Yeah.
And that's the common statement for all of their science.
So when the scientists find out that these dinosaur bones have still blood vessels in them and blood cells, I mean, just this summer, the journal Nature Communications, published, they took 8 bones, old dinosaur bones that were in the British Museum of Natural History. I was there just 3 weeks ago. They'd been there for 100 years in their storage. And they took 8 of those bones and studied them, and they found blood vessels and soft tissue in 6 out of the 8 bones, thousands of blood cells, and they're not supposed to be there. And so when they started to realize that there's soft tissue, original biological material in dinosaur bones, and now from all over the world and in many species of dinosaur, they were outraged. The paleontologists were enraged. And like you just quoted, a major science media outlet, they said all hell broke loose.
Well, in this case, it was specifically yourself, Bob. I mean, the list of people. So these are Christians, and this has redundancies historically as well. So you made predictions, for example, that you're going to find the dinosaur soft tissue all over the place. Maybe not in every single fossil you find, but you take a bunch of fossils, and you'll find soft tissue in some of them at least. These are your predictions. I probably quoted you poorly there, but.
Well, Trey, when the whole scientific community was saying this is an extremely rare phenomenon, extremely rare, but in very rare circumstances, you may find in a dinosaur bone soft tissue, we were predicting at Real Science Radio that no, this is not a rare phenomenon. This is common in that you'll find soft tissue when you go look for it. When you look for it, you'll find it. And that's what's happening.
And yes, and notably, and so in Jurassic, and this was important to us, specifically, you know, in that, that's a highlight case right there, where you're making a prediction that goes against all of their stuff. So they've got tons and tons of paperwork. We need the dinosaurs to be old. And here's these people over here that, in this case, you, Bob, who's saying, no, I don't think so. I think this is going to be the norm in the fossil record and not the exception, and you turn out to be right and they turn out to be wrong. See, that's what science is supposed to be, is a prediction made in advance, not retroactively, retrofitted, like much of their stuff is. You make a finding and then you figure out how to work that into your evolution thing, but taking a risk in advance to make a prediction. And you've not only done that in one case, Bob, but you've done that in a variety of cases. But in the instance of this dinosaur thing, this is significant and worthy of pointing out that the biblical people who are studying and keeping up with this stuff are able to make predictions in advance that come true. The science junkies over there, all the ex-hippies and all of these guys that should really be on a beachside selling tie-dye T-shirts with monkey stories, these people couldn't get a thing right. I mean, if you had to depend your life on these people, I would be terrified.
Oh. You know, on our website right now, kgov.com, on our homepage, we have a link to Jurassic. And so people can get it. Of course, they could go to your site, godinanutshell.com, or go to your YouTube channel. The way I get to your YouTube channel, I go to YouTube and I search for Trey Smith. And what it just astounds me, Trey, the success. You have over 125,000 subscribers. Last I looked, in fact, I'm going to go back there to see what the latest is, and over 12 million views. And we've been working for the last year to build a Bob and Yurt Live YouTube channel. And so our goal for the first year was 100,000 views, and we're thrilled that we hit it. We're up to 102,000 views. Okay, I'm at your channel right now. You have 127,000 subscribers and 12.8 million views. It's just extraordinary.
Well, Bob, I just mainly focus on making sure that the videos are not only covering things like this, but, you know, try and find things that aren't being said and say them. And again, a lot of prayer goes into the videos.
So Noah. You got your video, Noah. The truth is bigger than you thought, and it's up to 1.4 million, almost 1.5 million views. And what people find out, now you cover topics that we don't always talk about here at Bob and Yurt Live, but there's overlap. Your creation presentation, your flood presentation, that God is behind everything. If you want to understand reality, the theory of everything, you've got to look to God. And so thank you for doing all that. And then to have you, you and I collaborate on this Jurassic project. It's just a thrill for us here at Real Science Radio. Fred Williams is thrilled. Our whole crew is excited. And this is just released now. It's just available, Jurassic.
I'd like to state this, that whenever there's a weak spot in past videos, that's all me. The good spots, those are the Lord. And I can't emphasize that enough. I really do want the Lord to have full credit for these videos. I'm not a guru or some kind. I'm a normal guy that loves the Lord, just like the people on the other side of the screen.
Well,
I'm a guy that's quite fed up, like many atheists. I get a lot of emails from atheists. In fact, some of my closest friends are people that make Richard Dawkins look like a puppy dog in the past. And these people, too, can become easily offended. They can become some of the strongest Christians.
Because
bottom line, people get mad when they get lied to.
They're offended because they see how superficial, how fraudulent the claims were to support that dinosaurs lived millions of years ago, to support that we've evolved from animals.
They were told something that wasn't correct, and that offends people, and it should. If you're over there at a university, I would find it disrespectful of my time. If I were at a university, and here I am, I've either worked real hard to get the money to pay these people, or my family has helped pay for them.
However,
got there, and now I'm there, and I'm trying to make this work, and I come to find out that these people have either negligently not done due diligence on stuff that they're presenting me that they should have known in many, many cases.
Yeah.
Or option B, that they knowingly, and I would argue that men like Richard Dawkins, this is part of what I'm saying, that they run into scenarios often where they should have known better, and yet they will not, as opposed to bringing it up, they'll go do a seminar set, like I was just saying a second ago, telling up, that's when they go into bulldog mode. Mm. And by the way, this was the same thing with Darwin. This has historical precedent as well. Darwin was a shy little guy. He couldn't go around, well, I think my story is true. Maybe my story is true. Mm. Well, he had Huxley, who went out there and would go mock and spit and all this other stuff at anybody that would disagree. So, well, that this same song and dance has been going on to this current hour. And largely the atheist stuff, you look at it, they got cartoons. That's what it's all. They've got. I mean, they're putting their faith in cartoons, cartoons that will cuss at you if you don't believe a monkey story.
Yeah.
If that's not crazy, I don't know what is. That's the definition of insanity.
Hey Trey, the videos you release, the graphics in them, the presentation. You know, folks sometimes they say, "I don't know what to give my teenage grandson," because he just doesn't seem to be interested in the material that I use and that I learn from. Well, your material, I mean, if you show a kid the cover of Jurassic, the full title, Jurassic, Dinosaurs Are Young, all of them. You show a kid the video or the video case cover, they're going to want to see it because the artwork is tremendous, as with all of your videos. I have an email here that I don't know if you remember this from July 23rd. I'm not going to name the filmmaker, but he produces probably the most successful creation films available. And he sent an email to me and to you. And I had asked him to take a look at your work. I let him know that you and I were working on Jurassic. And he wrote back and he said, "Hello, Bob and Trey. First, Trey, an observation. I find your presentation style fascinating, clever, and effective. You are the future of film." This is dramatic. This is from the guy, one of the most successful guys out there. "You are not constrained by the traditional modalities of the past. Rather, you're using new modalities of YouTube, producer as host, video shots in the background, etc. All are very engaging. Keep up the good work." And by the way, this guy's not trying to sell us anything. He's just giving his assessment of the work you're putting into Jurassic. And oh, so, Trey, yeah, so excited.
Well, that's very kind. And I, while we're on the phone together, we ought to point out for the audience, we also had National Geographic approach you. I mean, these are the people that
Got it. One of their producers, it's an independent producer who does work with National Geographic, and he did produce us about the he did approach us about this video.
Approached is putting it mildly. This guy, I mean, my phone was ringing off of the hook. I had to write to the people. The lady over, you wrote a letter to the people over there and said, look, you know, not a nice letter. And looked at this probably isn't Jurassic material. And then the stuff skyrockets.
National Geographic.
We got to do this now. So,
yeah.
Go ahead.
No, National Geographic would not be interested in our presentation of dinosaur soft tissue.
Oh, correct. They wanted to get us under their thumb. That's my issue. They wanted to get a wrangle on it. And
yeah,
I mean that's just my perception. But you know, whatever the case, it is worthy of note that they understood or appeared to understand by the communications that it was significant.
Trey, and, can I ask you this? It's just now been released to the public. People could purchase the video. It's $25. Of course, the preview is freely available on YouTube. We'll embed that in today's show summary at kgov.com. But it's called Evolution. It's just so fun. And then the video itself, Jurassic, Dinosaurs Are Young, is $24.95, $25. Have we gotten any sales so far? We just made it available.
Yes, there's pages of them, and I had the wrong link up until a minute ago. So this has just been from people on Facebook.
All right, that's exciting.
But it is
Trey. There's our closing music. We're out of time, but Lord willing, with God's blessing, this will reach a lot of people.
Okay.
So thank you, Trey Smith. God bless you, Trey.
Okay.
All right.